Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Greetings and salutations. I would like to welcome everybody to the Full Sport Press Podcast, the premier sports podcast for the consummate sports fan. This is your one-stop shop for all sports-related news and topics. I am Jay Hope.
This your boy Big Jeff.
Weezy, producer showing up here and say, what's up, Weezy?
Yo, what's cracking?
How's everybody's week, man? Yeah.
Good week.
Yeah.
Minus these sinuses, but we'll talk about that
later. Man, sinuses and allergies. Yeah. This is the thing. Jeff, we continue to do the show, we used to be laughing at us right about our sinuses and allergies. Yeah. And then there's a cold day in December. He'll sit over there. I mean, you know what? I just don't feel that well, bro.
Yeah.
I don't feel well. Only to discover.
He got him.
Yeah, he got him for sure. Best of the week, Big Jeff. What you got for best of the week?
Marshawn Lynch last night.
Yeah.
Sent down for the national anthem.
Something that he always did, right?
Yeah, but it's definitely going to be something that's going to, after what happened last year.
For sure.
And nobody really picking up the slack from that. Well, picking up the steam from that, I should say.
Okay.
He's definitely going to carry that torch. I hope so.
Would the NFL say anything to him?
I hope so.
Because he's going to give them everything they need.
Give them everything they want.
For sure. What about you, Weezy? Best of the week?
Amber Rose picture she posted yesterday.
Which one? You going to pull it up?
Yeah.
Pull it up. Yeah. I want to see that. Yeah. Well, I get my best of the week. Slim and Huskies, man. They made national news.
Yes, they did.
Turned the garage into a pizza lab. Wanted to sell 300 pizzas a day. But since opening in 2017, they sold close to 1,000 a day. So great role models for young entrepreneurs. That's I'm proud of all three of those guys. If you're in the Nashville area, go check out Slim and Huskies on Buchanan. That's Amber Rose.
Yeah,
for sure. Shout out to the guys, Slim and Huskies.
Man. Yeah, shout out to them.
National news, man.
Yeah. No,
it's hard to
dope.
See, you know,
that's
people. For sure. Those guys doing big things. Mm-hmm. So worst of the week, Weezy, what you got for the worst of the week?
Well, rest of the week was Ezekiel Elliott, man. Gets suspended for 6 games.
Yeah, that's. We'll talk about that when definitely we get started first. What about you, Jeff?
Man, it's sinuses, man. I touched on it a little bit earlier, pause, but nah, it's rough out here.
Right.
It's rough.
Yeah, now it'll get you. You jumped on my back this week.
Yeah.
My worst of the week was the Unite Your Right rally in Charlottesville, Virginia. Cameraman don't want me to talk about it, but here we go. Events took place. It's been brewing, Jeff. Something's been
brewing.
I'm
with all this. Go ahead.
You know, since Donald Trump laid that foundation on the campaign trail, right?
Okay.
Gave people with a quiet voice for hatred, gave them a reason to talk, a platform.
Right.
I think this what this does is, as far as listeners, makes people believe that races are everywhere. At the grocery store, at the gym, teaching your kids.
Those are your coworkers. That was your guy. That was your IT guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, for sure.
Seriously, though.
No, for sure. Yeah. And to the driver that plowed into those innocent people. Some of his own people can't wait for him to get to jail so they can do the same thing they did to Dylan Roof to him, for sure. So,
quickly, though.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Open your eyes, people. Happy Left-Handers Day.
It's Left-Handers Day?
Happy Left-Handers
Shout
Day.
Shout out to us.
Yeah.
Shout out to the Left-Handers.
Yeah.
Happy Left-Handers.
Then for sure.
Ned Flanders, Left-Handatorial, baby.
But more than anything, man, power spoilers on Facebook, too. Come on, man.
Did you watch them?
No, hell no. This is Facebook.
Did you even click on him?
Hell no.
Okay, all right.
And the dude, listen, come on, man.
Did you see him, Weezy?
Did you see him?
I clicked on him for 5 seconds.
Why would you do that?
Because somebody told me what it was,
okay,
and I didn't believe him. It was a guy recording his phone with another phone.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm not going to watch an hour of that. Like, even if I wanted to see the spoilers, I'm not doing that.
Right.
He was taping it from another phone.
Live on Facebook.
Yeah. I'm not doing that.
The acting is getting worse in Power. It, like, every week, it's getting worse.
Yeah.
Still a good show.
I was talking about this to a couple of homeboys of mine. You can tell there's a disconnect between stars and the writers of Power.
Okay.
Because I feel like they wrote for a longer season than stars gave them. because it's too much going on right now.
It's a lot. But it's a good show.
I agree. I'm not complaining. But come on, just way too much.
Don't keep your spoilers to yourself.
Nah, we don't need that.
For sure.
Anyway, but make sure you check us out on iTunes, Facebook, IG, Beyond Pod, and YouTube, and of course the SoundCloud page to catch up on the full archive of past episodes of FSP. Simply search Full Sport Press Podcast.
Most definitely. Now, you back one more week.
Yeah.
I'm getting good reviews from this.
Yeah,
for sure. All right, for sure. All right, you ready to start the clock?
It's gone.
Let's go.
All right, so John Bone Jones is supposed to appear in next week's SummerSlam event.
Okay.
You know, he's probably scheduled to fight Brock Lesnar at the end of the year in a UFC fight. But Brock Lesnar is in a four-way dance for the WWE Universal Heavyweight title at SummerSlam. Must see TV. Brock, Samoa Joe, Roman Reigns, and Braun Strowman.
There it is. Man.
Must see TV.
Die hard fan.
You gotta know it, Weezy.
Yeah.
I'm
here. Die hard.
Yeah. Weezy used to be heavy on wrestling. Oh, what happened? You fell off?
Just fell off, man. Yeah. Lost my interest a little
bit. Jeff gonna get you back in the fold.
I get a network subscription password and all that, man. We got you.
He'll take a password.
Make sure you check out the
Lord have mercy.
Make sure you check out the On Deck TV Hip Hop Podcast with Animal Brown and Spike Lee each and every Wednesday. This week's episode, we covered all Lil Wayne albums. They ranked the 1 to 10.
For sure.
You guys check that episode out.
I did. A lot of heat for Lou. Mm. Listen, let's get to it.
Okay, all right, let's go.
Lou's my brother, man. Uh-huh. I've been knowing Lou all my life, right?
Yeah.
Now, when we used to play basketball back in the day, right? Mm-hmm. Lou was Big Lou. He was a football player, Big Lou, you know? He's a golf player now. He Little Lou. He not Big Lou, but he Little Lou, for sure. He got tired playing paintball is what he told me.
Lou my inspiration, though.
Lou. So, cameraman, how much am I benching right now? 225, probably about 2-3 times now. I got that easy. Close to it. You don't want to talk about it. No reason to brag. But this one I'm trying to tell you, he's barbecue chicken in the post. You understand what I mean? He's too little.
Okay.
All that filing shit he used to do back in the day, he can't do that anymore. So, I'm in the gym. You hear me?
Okay.
So
you think we need to do FSP? That was my...
See, AB didn't say nothing.
He
didn't say a thing, because you know why?
Yeah.
He want no smoke.
Yeah.
He want no smoke. So that's what I'm trying to tell you. Listen.
We're going to put the challenge out there. Okay. All right.
10 shit.
What are you playing, one-on-one?
Whatever. They could play. I played them two-on-one, beat them. 10 shit.
So it's me, you.
Yeah.
Me, you.
Right.
And I'm Brian Lou.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
It'd be some of the easiest work ever.
Let's do it.
Now I'm dead ass. It'd be easy work. Don't even want to bring Weezy into this because Weezy been Lou 10 shit. Nah, I ain't gonna lie. He not beating him 10 shit. My bad, Lou. That's disrespectful to my dog. That's my dog. Weezy, you beating him by 5. I don't know. It might be a good. That might be the matchup because I smoke Lou. It ain't even no competition with that. But listen. For sure.
Are we gonna rank the Lil Wayne albums? Do we agree with that ranking of Lil Wayne albums?
I do not.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't agree with it. What's your number one?
Carter 2.
My number one is Carter 2.
Yeah, Carter 2. You wanted to say 3.
Yeah, I wanted to say 3.
Because I wanted to say 3. Yeah.
Carter 2 is fine. Yeah, what about you, Weez? What's your favorite Wayne album?
Probably Carter 1.
Carter 1.
Okay.
Cameraman, you got a dog in this fight? Good.
I think they disrespected the Rebirth album, though.
That's trash, though.
Nah,
it's not good.
Better than Yeezus.
You're a damn lie. Don't do that.
What you say?
Now, Jeff, what I can do, I'm going to take it. I was going to wait to tell you this.
Okay.
But I'm going to take this on the air.
Okay.
And say, I apologize about the Kanye West rank. My dark, beautiful, twisted fan is Kanye's best album.
Thank you.
There we go. Shake it up.
My man.
All right. There we go. That hurt, though.
Yeah, but just saying.
Yeah, something. So, yeah. This is the thing, though. We're in the trust tree. So, in turn, you have to start admitting when you're wrong.
Absolutely.
Man. Okay. You're wrong about that. No, you're wrong about that Rebirth shit.
Let's move on.
Okay. That's the Rock one.
Yeah, it's true.
But Rebirth. Prom Queen?
That's trash. See, this one I'm trying to tell you, like what you said.
He joking.
If that's the room, I can't win in this room.
I got you. Okay. Let's move on.
Ladies Room Podcast, man. You can check out Rizzo and Amarita to find out what the ladies are really talking about in the Ladies Room. Their latest episode is up, How Often Do We Have Sex? Mm. You can catch up on past episodes. Follow Ladies Room Podcast on IG and Facebook. One time for Coach Locke. Weezy.
I talked to Coach.
What?
Coach said.
Damn.
He took it from you?
Yeah.
He said you can't do it?
Nah.
So what you going to do?
That's it. We're just going to let that one go, man.
Damn.
We got shout out to the ladies.
Shout out to the ladies.
Shout out to the ladies.
Shout out to the ladies. About it.
He said, damn.
Nah, he didn't tell me I couldn't do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, he's like, you need to get in the gym.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you ain't been what, coach? You
get
got
what?
That.
Well, he's not in the gym. Get what? He supposed to come to the gym last week. Got a call point MC if he know.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, listen.
Yeah.
He wasn't in the gym. Shout out to Sean Wash. Sean Wash is in the gym.
Okay.
Weez went in the gym. All right, but anyway.
He gonna be there.
Fresh for Dummies, man. Me and Animal Brown, a self-help fashion podcast directly related to improving everyday fashion on the 1st and the 15th, directly for the culture. You can follow show IG page at Fresh for Dummies to catch our 10th issue. Freshest Celebs of the 1990s is up right now.
Y'all rolling on the
Simply
Fresh
search Fresh for Dummies on YouTube for sure. Y'all rolling, we got them up. Man. Yeah, for sure.
Zach Morris.
Zach Morris. Get fresh like Zach Morris. I'm the black Zach Morris. That's my moniker. Most definitely.
I ain't gonna lie.
Talk
until
to me.
Until I listened to the episode
yeah.
all the way through,
mm-hmm.
I thought Kurt Cobain was a reach.
Until
I paid attention, I was like, you're right.
Yeah, thank you're you. Right. You know what I'm saying? For you're sure. Right. Yeah, yeah, nah. Right. Shout out to Cobain. All killed right. himself.
Okay.
That was
a wrong segue. Man, segue on. Welcome to the Realville Media Group. Sheesh. You can read up on your favorite FSP co-host. Purchase your FSP merchandise. New merch is on the way.
On the way.
On the way. Catch up on past episodes from other shows on the network and much, much more. Just simply go to www.realvillemedia.com. Tell a friend to support the real. RMG.
RMG.
There's a little discrepancy on the RMG on the on deck.
Yeah. I mean, look, you know.
It did what it did.
Yeah.
Got to get Lou out of there,
man. Question of the week, man. Here we go.
Okay.
$4,000 a week for your life.
$4,000?
For the rest of your life. $4,000 a week for the rest of your life. Or $2 million cash right now in that suitcase right there. Boom. Which one you doing?
4K?
4K.
Don't even think about it.
$2 million for me. Let me tell you what. You walk outside, God forbid.
Right.
I need you next week. Listen, you walk outside.
Yeah.
Listen.
Yeah.
You buy a car to $4,000. You just got $4,000.
I
walk outside. Yeah. My family got $2 million. You selfish.
No,
what about you, Weezy?
I'm going to take $2 million.
Yeah, for sure. Right? Nah, most definitely.
No,
but
we're building for a future over here.
Yeah, and I get that, yeah, right? And that four is easy by the time you turn early. It's going to be
you still can build for a future with $2 million.
You need that $2 million cash. You didn't have shit prior to that.
I got you.
But you're taking the 4K.
Give me 4K a week.
Because guess what?
I can just chill.
You can just chill.
You can just make moves with it. I know what I'm doing with
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
I'm good.
You good.
I'm good.
Yeah, but somebody's still paying you. You get that $2 million.
Yeah,
that's yours.
And you, I understand. You don't get nothing else $2 million cash.
See what I'm saying?
Tax free, though.
See what I'm saying?
Nah, that's the one. Give me
4K forever.
Put 4K million, forever.
Put $1 million in the bank and let it grow interest.
I don't feel like doing the math right now.
Right.
But I know I got them years in me.
Oh, them years crazy. the years is crazy.
I know I got it in me.
Yeah,
that's roughly $200K a year.
Easy.
So no, I'm good.
Are you living great? I'm good. What I'm saying is the day you die, it stops.
That's true.
But I don't. The party's over with.
But I mean,
what if you live? For 5 weeks, man.
Okay, with your shopping habits, as you say, on Fresh for Dummies.
Yeah, chill. Chill. I need the longevity for sure. Now, we appreciate everybody that sends questions of the week's email address. Keep them coming at fullsportpress@gmail.com. Oh, yeah. And don't forget to comment and give us thumbs up, thumbs down on the YouTube page and on the iTunes page. Please rate and subscribe. But most importantly, don't forget to tell a friend.
To tell the
bankers,
mm-hmm.
Tasha the Tellers,
mm-hmm.
Tasha the Teller.
Yeah,
about that FSP podcast.
Gotta tell Tasha.
For sure. Yeah.
Tell Tasha homegirl she was walking with in episode 3.
Yeah. For sure. Yeah. What about? Never mind. We'll talk about that.
Nah, we ain't gonna talk about
that. Yeah,
for sure.
Weezy, you up?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Coming up this week on the show, we'll discuss the hottest sports news of the past week. The NFL kickoff 2017-2018 NFL Top 7 Series Part 2 of the wide receivers and tight ends.
Before we get started with the first half, do you have a poll question, Weezy?
Yes, sir.
Okay, let the people hear the poll question.
This week's poll question is, which breakout wide receiver has the best chance of maintaining a great play in 2017?
Okay.
Terrell Pryor, Redskins, Marvin Jones, Lions, Tyreek Hill, Chiefs, Marquise Lee, Jaguars.
Look at cameraman looking at my dog. Terrell Pryor is going to have to fight with Jordan Reed to get shots, catches. Same thing, right? That's not a lot.
Yeah.
Marquise Lee, he's going to be a number one there. Next year between him and Allen Robinson, probably still there. Marvin Jones, Golden Tate is going to battle a little bit. And then it was one more person.
Tyreek Hill
is going to have a great 2017.
He just one route, though.
Dude, but there's no more Jeremy Maclin. He's going to get catches. He's going to
get the usage. They're going to run him into the ground.
They're going to run him into the ground. Ain't that just?
Shout out to my boy Crockett. He a KC fan.
Really?
Hey, man. How the hell did Crockett
become a damn KC fan?
His older brother's a Raider fan.
Okay. So it's just a battle.
Yeah, it's a battle. Yeah. It's going to be rough on Tyreek Hill this year because that's all we got to stop. That's all you got to stop if you play there.
Nah, that's it, man.
Yeah, they was talking about their weapons on the preseason last night. I was like, I'm not afraid of none of that.
None of that. I'm not for sure. Who's the starting running back?
Well, Spencer Ware.
And Sharshandra West.
Those are decent weapons enough.
Yeah.
My choice is Terrell Pryor.
Yeah. Well, I think that's more of a fan favorite for you. That's your man, right?
TP, are you with me?
Yeah,
you
know for sure. And, you know, but now, give me with you. Nah, most questions. Yeah, Tyreek Hill's going to cook, though.
Yeah. Who you got with you?
I'm going to go with Tyreek Hill, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Most definitely. You ready to get started this first half, fellas?
Let's do it.
Let's go.
The first half is underway.
First half, man. How the sports news of the past week before we get started? I am J-Ho.
It's your boy, Big Joe.
And I'm Weezy.
Man, you sure?
There you go.
You off today, fam. You way off. You had a long week?
Nah.
Weekend?
Long day?
Okay. All right. Well, let's get started with some football, some NFL football. Dallas Cowboys running back Zeke Elliott was suspended for the first six games of the regular season. Said there's substantial and persuasive evidence supporting a finding that Elliott engaged in physical violence against Tiffany Thompson, who he's accused of a good domestic in 2016. Now, Elliott does have the option to appeal the suspension within 3 business days, which is Tuesday, the 15th of August. Now, what will be the Cowboys' record when Zeke's suspension is over? So I got the schedule. They got the Giants week one.
Yeah.
Is that an L?
Yes.
That's an L.
Where's the game at?
It's at the crib.
Don't matter.
Yeah.
You can't trust Dak out the game.
For sure. No. He's going to disappoint the hell out of people. They at the Broncos week two.
That's a win.
That's a W for sure. At the Cardinals week three. That's an L.
No, that's an L.
That's David Johnson. They still got Larry Fitzgerald. Carson Palmer's great the first 10 weeks of the season every year.
Yeah.
So that's an L in my eyes.
Possibly.
Rams at home.
That could scare them.
That's a W.
Because it's early enough in the season
where
the Rams still think they have something to play for.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so. Rams at home, I think that's a W. Packers, that's an L.
That's
an L. That's an L for sure. And at the 49ers.
I bet they beat the Packers.
You won't bet. Let's go. They're not going to beat the Packers. At the 49ers, that's a W. We 2-14 this year. Don't want to talk about it. So that's 3-3 in my eyes. That makes sense, right?
Yeah.
4-2, 3-3. Okay. If he does lose the appeal, he'll be back against the Redskins, a division game on the 29th. There was backups, Darren McFadden, Alfred Morris, Jahad Thomas, and Ronnie Hillman.
That's a lot.
They knew what they knew. They saw it. Listen, they saw the smoke.
Yeah.
They saw the smoke, dog, for sure. Now, McFadden missed all 2016 with the training camp with an elbow injury. But still, when he came back, he was favored over Morris when he returned. So, and Morris backed up Elliott until McFadden returned. He had 243 yards. So, thing is with Zeke, man, what's getting lost in this is that six games is a lot.
Yes, a lot.
You got to, you know, he was cleared of all charges.
Yeah.
But it's – and
they know something we don't know.
Oh, no, it's pictures. It's vid. It's something.
It's something.
It's something that's granted six games. But will he appeal, though?
He's already started.
Okay.
Well, I'm thinking I heard he's starting the process.
Okay.
But how is – I hate to sound like a legal – question, but like,
right,
how is it that there's could be video or pictures but no charges?
Yeah,
that's weird, man.
That's a little backwards, but yeah. I mean, as a Cowboys fan, I'm sure they are a little apprehensive, a little wary about losing Zeke for six games. That's a lot.
Yeah,
that's a lot.
You think he wins the appeal, maybe gets a shorter sentence?
I don't think so, man, because it's so much that's in the news so much.
Yeah.
And if my man, what's the guy in New England? The owner, Kraft. If Kraft can't get Tom
Brady
out of a suspension, come on now.
Yeah.
I don't think Jerry can.
Sure. Speaking of going backwards, my Buffalo Bills traded Sammy Watkins and the 2018 sixth round pick for EJ Gaines of the Los Angeles Rams and a 2018 second round draft pick.
Okay.
How you feel about that?
Yeah. Yeah, how do you feel about that? You shout out to old Tony O, the only Bills fans I know.
I'm going to be honest with you, man. Mm-hmm. Phone rang a lot that morning. Yeah. Was, you know, mm-hmm. a lot of people had jokes. But Sammy really, other than his first year.
Oh, no one has ever questioned his talent.
Yeah, talent-wise, yes.
Oh, he's
but
legit.
But he just can't, we can't keep him on the field.
Yeah.
So I like EJ Gaines as a player. I mean, I think he could really help us out because we're soft back there.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean? I just hate what we gave up to get Sammy Watkins. And that's
did
why
y'all
I said
really give
back.
Up a lot, though?
We gave up 2 first-round. First round picks to get him, to just to draft him.
Oh, yeah, I'm thinking about EJ,
him.
Yeah, for
yeah,
sure.
So when we drafted him, it was like, that was a lot.
And y'all didn't trade up to get Odell Beckham.
No.
Y'all didn't trade up to get Mike Evans.
No.
Y'all traded up to get Sammy Watkins.
Now, mind you, he balled in Clemson. So yeah, I get it, for sure. But we lost so much just to.
And the Bills weren't even going to re-sign him this summer, so that's why they traded.
Yeah,
he was tight about that.
Yeah. We knew, but it's just, man.
But with Sammy Watkins going to the Rams, it's going to free up Tavon. It's going to free up Todd Gurley. So it's going to be a good look.
That's why I was saying.
I think he have a best
year. Might have something to play for early.
That's what you're saying. Yeah, for sure.
I think he have a decent year.
Yeah. I hope if he just stays healthy. But the thing is, like my man Jalen Rose says, you never get what you feel you deserve. Yeah. You get what you have the leverage to negotiate. So he has no leverage in this because he played 8 games last year, the year before they played 13.
And still, they don't know. He's over there. He's out there now. And
he don't know what the
hell. And we got Jordan Matthews in return. So.
And he's a solid player. You don't have to worry about him. He's going to play every game.
I couldn't believe that he could let him go.
He's hurt right
just
now?
Got the alert. Mm-hmm. First practice.
Wow.
First practice.
What happened?
Chest problems.
First practice. Oh, he'll be all right. Yeah.
It don't matter, though, man. It's just setting bad precedents, man.
Let's keep it in the NFL, man. The Patriots became the first professional team to purchase their own plane for team travel. The reigning champs bought a 767 Boeing aircraft, two of them, which cost right around $10 million apiece. Well, $10 million for both. Okay. Now, charters cost approximately $4 million for the 10-round trips for the year, including preseason games. And that doesn't account for any playoff or Super Bowl traveling. Big deal, little deal, no deal.
Smart move.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a huge deal. I thought
And but this is their literally has like their own plane.
Yeah.
Like and they can rent it out when they're not using it. First class seating says smart toilets, all type of cool stuff.
Smart
but,
toilets.
Yeah. For sure.
Okay.
But I think what it does is sets the precedent for every other team. Hey, let's do it the Patriots way.
But you can't do it. You're not winning that many Super Bowls or making that many appearances.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, not for sure.
Yeah, this is paying off for them quick.
That's going to pay off super quick. But at the same time, man, the smart toilet measures hydration levels.
Oh, man.
You got to be sitting deep into that thing to see how much hydration gets to the cheeks, man.
I don't believe
that.
Right. It says hydration level?
Yeah. Measures it. For sure.
Smart toilets.
Smart toilets. You got to pay what you weigh.
I don't want no smart toilet.
Moving right along. 7-time NBA champion Robert Horry was recently at the Nike 3-on-3 basketball tournament in L.A. The 46-year-old recently laid hands on a heckler.
Oh, you got to.
While attempting to watch his son play. Did you guys see the video of this?
Yeah. It was he pushed Rob first.
I
saw Rob waiting on that.
Yeah.
You got to keep your hands to yourself, people.
Yeah.
In front of my kid?
Yeah.
In front of my fam?
And said the guy had done it before.
He done what before?
The guy had been heckling at one of his son's games prior to that.
Oh, he trying.
He wanted this. He wanted
he wanted that check.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And that's one of those things, you know, provoked him for some for some money. And, you know, Robert Horry, from what I know, seems like a respectful guy. I saw the video. I hope he landed a couple of them punches.
It was wild.
It was a wild swing.
It was a wild swing.
You could tell Robert Horry really about that fight life.
Well,
but he'll swing.
The guy was short. The guy was short, so he had him with the, you know.
It was some quick body shots and shit. Yeah. Robert Horry looked crazy, though, but at the same time, you gotta protect your name out here. You can't have anybody walk. That. He walked up on and pushed Robert Horry. Robert Horry's 6'8". You can't walk up on a 6'8 man like that and push me in front of my kids.
Nah, bro.
I got to put them hands on. Wash them up real quick.
Yeah.
Let's keep it in the NBA, man. Dennis Smith Jr. signed a deal with Under Armour, the ninth pick in the 2017 NBA draft. Signed a 3-year footwork and apparel endorsement deal.
Nice.
That's worth right around $2 million per year in incentives. Unlike most of the incoming rookies this year, decided to wait until late into the summer to sign his sneaker deal. Smith joins top 5 pick, who's going to be a bust, Josh Jackson, as the other Under Armour endorsee. Good to take a risk on Dennis Smith Jr.
I guess.
Why not?
But it's more of a why not.
It's more of a Under Armour just needs to revamp.
Oh, man. There ain't no question.
That's it. Like,
man, that UA.
That's got to go.
Man, me and AB talk about that all the time. It's the trash. It's just not a smooth looking logo.
No.
Oh, it's not a good logo at all.
When they first arrived on the scene with the football apparel and training stuff, it made perfect sense.
Oh, yeah.
For what they're trying to do now, no, sir. No.
And they have to find a way to kind of market that. And I know they looked up and got stiff. They have Tom Brady, got Cam.
They killed those Cams, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I would buy those. If they had that UA on the back like that, I would wear those.
Yeah, I would wear those. They look comfortable.
Yeah.
But Dennis Smith, he checks off all the boxes. He's a point guard. He's explosive. He's, you know, he's one of those fan favorites. So, I mean, it's worth the risk.
That's a good risk.
Only a 2-year. Yeah, it's a good risk.
It's a good bet.
Yeah, they just need better shoes. They're losing hella money.
Maybe not pushing the money towards signing people.
Mm.
Maybe finding a nice designer fresh out of college.
Somebody
that's hungry.
That's what Adidas did, where they went and stole some people from Nike.
That's what I'm
saying. Came over there.
That's what it's about, man. Yeah. Great that competition because those shoes are just sitting there.
It's frozen food.
Frozen food.
Moving on. According to ESPN's Jeremy Fowler, James Harrison of the Pittsburgh Steelers spends roughly $300,000 a year on acupuncture, massage therapy, chiropractors, and travel to see specialists to keep his body in shape and ready for the football season.
Okay.
You guys think that's overboard?
At 39. So if you pay $100,000 and you make $300,000, man. I would say the normal person, they say, spends right around $50,000 on recovery costs. $300,000 is a lot. But you probably have to do that at 39 because your body's so broken down.
And he's still playing football.
At a high level.
At a real high level.
So I don't think it's a complete waste of money.
Yeah.
When I read up on this a little bit, because when I first saw it, I was like, man, come on, man.
Right.
He's going over top. Then you look at some of his weight, his workout regimen.
Right.
It's like,
crazy.
That's why he's doing all that.
Yeah, but, for sure.
But when you think about it, you know, he kind of broke it down. It was like, if I'm spending $300,000 and I'm making $5 million,
It's worth it.
So
it's definitely worth it.
All day.
Most people don't play, past 30?
Right.
Yeah, so.
26.
Yeah, man. How old is he?
He's 39.
He's stretching it out.
Yeah, playing.
Defensive end.
Yeah,
defensive end.
Keep getting them checks. Psychopath, though.
He's that's one cat you really don't want to walk in. You walk into his house and you're dating his daughter.
That's tough.
Ooh, that's a tough sell.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine him taking you in the backyard, having those conversations with James Harrison? Come on, man.
Why he playing? Was he playing volleyball with
With a medicine ball.
Nah, bro.
Sure. Let's move on to college football. Texas Longhorns opened the doors to their players on their 2017 locker room. Each player has a locker that costs nearly $9,000 a piece, which features a 43-inch screen above them with their player highlights and bios. That's nearly $1.1 million for the full set. Now, the question is,
Texas, baby.
Will this translate to more wins on the field?
That's a great question. Because I'm like, what have they won recently to deserve all this?
This is the question I got. Why did they do that for Charlie? Do that for Charlie. Charlie needed that.
It was coming.
We needed
the boosters cutting their check.
Yeah.
Man. They got Charlie out of there.
They got my man from Houston.
Oh,
he
man.
In there. Herman.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
43-inch screen above your
43-inch screen showing your highlights and your name and your bio.
Come on, man.
Have you seen the video of it?
I started watching
it.
It's so dope.
That's
state of the art, for real.
Man, come on, man. And I understand renovating and, you know, you bring in more players because of that cool stuff, but get at the Charlie. Charlie didn't have a quarterback. Get Charlie a quarterback.
Charlie needs to play.
Yeah, man.
Wow. Let's stick with college football after that. On August 31st, the FAMU football team will load up on a bus to travel 10 hours the Wednesday before that Thursday night game against Arkansas of the SEC. It's going to equal out to roughly a $750,000 payday for FAMU as a school.
Mm.
Is it worth it?
What's right?
So putting them on the bus, right? What you said, 750.
750.
So in turn, in the MEAC, which is all HBCUs,
yes.
Shout out to my HBCUs.
Shout out to them.
They used to ride in the bus, right? They used to ride in the bus. 10 hours is a long time. But in turn, I think taking the bus to Arkansas will equal up to them maybe getting a plane ride to one of their MEAC games or something like that.
It's just, I don't know, man. It gives you that split screen feeling because it breaks down to HBCUs. Both of us went to HBCUs.
For sure.
You know, like, that money's going to help.
Oh, yeah. $750
is going to go a long way in FAMU, right?
Yeah.
But then you think about it, you putting those kids on the bus for 10 hours, they play football.
Right.
But they're not getting anything from that.
But they're going to fly. They're going to not fly in private, but they're going to fly on this next
We don't know that.
Yeah, they're going to have to.
We don't know.
They're going to have to.
I give the administration is actually taking a bus with them. So the administration isn't flying. So they're doing it as a whole unit.
Right.
But I just think, man, that's rough.
And the thing, I know what you're saying. After you're going to get your ass kicked by Arkansas,
what?
You got to drive back 10 hours.
You know what I'm saying?
I just say, what if they win?
Now, that's a party. That's a party on that bus.
On the way back.
It's a party on that bus. But they're not beating Arkansas. Arkansas, what?
They're not going to win.
Second,
it, but,
third in the West last year?
Anything can happen.
Anything can happen. But in turn, if you play to a point where you leave out of there respectful, like last chance you when they played the little team.
Yeah. That wasn't respectful, though. They said I was 42 to nothing.
But all I'm saying is, you see what I'm saying, though? Yeah, just fight.
Just fight.
Just fight.
But, man, 10
hours to get your ass kicked. That's tough. let's see. Before we get started with halftime, let's talk about Mike Vick.
Okay.
Mike Vick's comments about Colin Kaepernick may cost a little bit more. More in the house. When Vick stated Cap should cut his hair to get his own job, his wife was just as puzzled as us. Kiafa Frank, Vick now, said that she was being attacked on social media and didn't like it. She was so pissed. She cut his water off for a whole week. And when I say cut his water off, no sex for a whole week. Fair or foul for your wife to cut you off for stupid comments?
It's fair if you
say something stupid.
It's affecting
like
her too.
Now, you know, I will get on here and say something a little, but I'm not.
Yeah, I was waiting for the tight ship.
I run a tight ship. You understand what I'm saying, Jeff? I run a tight ship. Now I understand what you're saying.
I hear you.
You cut my ward off.
Yeah.
Just don't tell nobody about it.
Well, you know what this is about, right?
You're right.
You know, they got a reality show coming.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Kiafa.
Yeah.
Okay. She's selling the show.
Yeah, that's all.
Baller Wise or something like
something
that.
Like
okay. Yeah, I know you know Weezy.
Yeah, Weezy on it.
Yeah, Weezy. Baller Wise. What channel come on, Weezy?
VH1.
You see what I'm saying?
That's all
right. Yeah, for sure. But don't tell people that you cut my water off. I run a tight ship, man. The house is gonna be a little different, man. In the house you can come in. I get back to the house.
Yeah.
You know, Vic ain't doing nothing. What he doing? What Vic doing? He at the gym. He throwing the football around.
Yeah.
Coming out. Man, tell people you cut me off.
Be looking at you different, look
right,
different in the
like,
gym,
damn,
making jokes in the huddle.
You know how they do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. All right, most definitely. Come on, Kiafa. Come on, loose lip sync ships, dog.
She stood by him, though.
She did. She stood in there, didn't she? Shout out to Kiafa, man. She stood in there.
Let's go ahead and be real, though. Like, she can make. She got a couple of loose comments left
she
in
do.
There.
She do. She got maybe one more.
Depend on the level. Maybe
and
two.
What's this VH1 show about, Weezy?
It's just like a bunch of ex-football players.
Okay. Their wives and stuff.
Yeah.
Haven't they done that before? I was been basketball wise.
Yeah, I think so. With Shaq wife. With Shaq ex-wife.
Yeah, Sean.
A couple other people who weren't really married.
You like Sean? You think Sean's cute?
Nah.
Okay.
What about Ma?
What about who?
Huh? You said something about Shawnee? What?
She go ahead.
That was a joint. Okay.
Well, we can start with halftime then. Jeez Louise. Let's go.
We're at the midway point. Enjoy all of the halftime festivities.
Halftime. We have another installment of Coach Brown's 2-Minute Drill. Coach Brown's a former TSU tight end and the current defensive coordinator for Hillsborough High School in Nashville, Tennessee. Shout out to the Burrows. Coach Brown will give an insight on hot topics from a former player and a current coach's perspective. Let's see what Coach Brown has to say this week.
Good evening. I am Coach Brown, and welcome to Coach Brown's 2-Minute Drill. This evening, we're talking Deshaun Watson. We're talking Mitch Trubisky. Are we just waiting on these guys to start? Because both of them had great NFL debuts in their first NFL games. Deshaun Watson is playing behind Tom Savage with the Houston Texans. It's the inevitable before he starts. He looked very well in their first game. Same thing for Mitch Trubisky. He's playing behind Mike Glennon. Mike Glennon looked horrible. Should they have to wait a few more games? I'm going to be honest. If they're going to eventually play, which they are, they need to start right now. It's nothing that they can learn from Tom Savage or Mike Glennon that's going to help them at this particular time in his career. So, hey, man, coaches, go ahead. Let them start, man. Give them the start. That's why you drafted them that high. You want them to play. It's not like they're behind some Pro Bowl quarterbacks where they're going to learn a plethora of information. Right now, we're going to move on to the Bum of the Week. The Bum of the Week is going out to Zeke Elliott for the Dallas Cowboys. Let's be real. We knew that he had some issues with possibly domestic violence, and I don't know if everything's been proven or whatnot, but the issues that have followed him from Ohio State regarding his former girlfriend at the time, that domestic violence issue that he had. This whole story is kind of weird to me, the fact that it got brought back up. Now he's suspended 6 games. Domestic violence, it's a horrible issue to have to deal with, but it's prevalent, particularly with professional athletes for some reason. And we definitely need to dive into that and try to get better perspective on it. But Zeke Elliott, come on, man. Sometimes situations that happened in the past come to the forefront of the future, and now it's affecting his team, it's affecting his money, and his play. He's going to be out 6 games. I'm sure he's going to appeal it. I don't know how that appeal process is going to work out for him, because it's a long, tedious process. But Zeke Elliott, man, come on. If you put your hands on a woman, man, that's not the business. That's not what's up, Zeke. So for that very reason, Zeke Elliott, you are the Bum of the Week. Hey, I am Coach Brown, Rue, and I'm gone.
That's another installment of Coach Brown's 2-Minute Drill. First things first, rest in peace, Uncle Phil, the father I knew. Now, look at the laugh you get about that. First thing you was talking about, going into Trubisky. He didn't even mention my dog, DK. Mention Deshaun Kaiser. Mention the best quarterback in this draft, man. Mention him. Play for the Cleveland Browns. I got that Joe Hayden on.
We know who
he is. I got to get that DK dress. My next joint.
Okay.
I might not find it for a couple of years.
Oh, no, you get it.
Nah.
You go to the actual Cleveland Browns website.
I got to get that on.
Yeah.
Got to get to Cleveland. Shout out my Cleveland listeners, man. Let me know something. But, yeah, my dog DK, bring him up. DK will start. Osweiler looked bad. It's Osweiler.
Yeah,
right?
About to say.
Mike Glennon looked bad. Mitch is going to start.
$18 million
just. But I would look at it if I'm an owner or a GM, like, all right, yeah, we're paying $18 million, but what we're doing is kind of look at it. We're just paying Trubisky a little bit more, but it's really not to Trubisky; it's to Mike Glennon. You know what I'm saying?
What about
like in my mind?
What about Deshaun Watson? He gonna start?
He won't start.
Tom Savage,
yeah, because Nuke gets busy with him.
I think he win that job for the preseason.
No way.
You know, Savage has never thrown a touchdown pass in the NFL.
Yeah, that's. Stat of the day.
Look at Weezy.
That's off the dome too. Man. Look at that. Hey. But yeah, now like I'm telling you, Mitch Trubisky will start before Deshaun Watson does. That's how bad Mike Glennon looked. No, for real.
That's sample size though. Cause I think eventually
sample size is true.
Mitch is gonna have to get some more clock.
And better.
They all gonna have to play. They first round picks. They're gonna all play. I just think we gonna see a little bit more out of Mitch and maybe scale back a little bit. But I think Deshaun gonna start though.
Most definitely.
Yeah.
Ready to start the second half. More football talk.
Let's do it.
Let's go.
The second half is underway.
Second half, man. Right back with the NFL. 2017-18 NFL Top 7 Series Part 2, Wide Receivers and Tight Ends. FSP, we asked our loyal listeners, before we do that, my bad. I am Jay Hope.
It's your boy Big Jeff.
And I'm Weezy.
You sure? 100%.
Come on, man.
My bad.
Social media?
Yeah. Let's go. Okay. Jay Hove, man. Open on Twitter.
Okay.
Take you a while to get into it. That dugout crazy right now, Jeff. The dugout is crazy. Where you at with
it? Wait to get in there?
Yeah, it's going to take a little while.
Super pause. Jay Easley84 on Twitter. Yeah. You get confusing after that.
Okay.
You're going to stay right there on Twitter.
Are you ever going to give out your Instagram, man? Is it unlocked?
It's unlocked. You can find it.
You can get in there.
It's just, you know, explaining what's going on.
Did you know, Jeff, that you're tagged every week?
Yeah.
On the show. So you,
yeah, it's getting weird. Like, and then I've had people hit me up like,
yeah,
I didn't know you did all that. I'm right. Like, yeah, man, I do more than that too. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's just weird.
Yeah, Weezy, where you at on social media?
FSP_Weezy on Instagram.
For sure.
There you go, Weezy.
Now, we asked our loyal listeners to put together a list who they perceive to be the top 7 wide receivers and tight ends heading into the 2017 NFL, so you had to check and see if it was good.
Yeah,
okay. Now, the list is strictly related to their 2016 and 17 stats and performance and who has the best chance of maintaining their great play heading into the 2017 season. Without further ado, let's get into the wide receivers and tight ends, starting with the wide receivers. Now, last year's rankings started at 7 was Allen Robinson, and 6 was DeAndre Nuke Hopkins. Number 5 was A.J. Green. 4 was Dez Bryant. Number 3 was Odell Beckham Jr. Mm. Number 2 was Julio Jones. And number 1 was Antonio Brown. All right. So, 2017-18. We got a list.
Okay.
I got some discrepancies.
It's, oof, man.
I have hella discrepancies with the list.
It's a deep receiver pool.
It is a crazy, yeah. Because our honorable mentions
should be on the list.
We could do 7 honorable mentions.
We can do 7 honorable mentions. Yeah. People that weren't even mentioned, it was Alshon Jeffrey. Didn't even get a vote.
Amani Cooper did not get a vote.
Didn't get a vote. That, you know, Allen Robinson did not get a vote this year.
Mm.
Randall Cobb did not get a vote.
I'm just saying, man.
It's a bunch of people that did not get a vote. But honorable mentions, starting off, which is a person that I think is a top 5 wide receiver in the NFL. Don't get enough credit. Okay. Jordy Nelson. He wasn't ranked last year because he was coming off a torn ACL. But he had 97 catches, Jeff, for 1,200, 14 touchdowns. Jordy Nelson. And, when you look at Jordy Nelson, you didn't know what to actually expect coming in 27 because of that injury. But he had 1,297 catches. Now, granted, sample size is crazy because all they did was throw the damn ball.
Yeah.
Because they didn't have a running back. Ty Montgomery is their wide receiver that turned into a running back.
Yeah.
So, on paper, Green Bay looked like they're, going to have a great year this year. And Jordy Nelson is the number one receiver on that team. And he did not make the top 7. How you feel about that, Weezy?
He came off an injured season, man.
You didn't have him on your list.
I didn't.
Jeff, was he on your list?
I'm going to be honest, no.
He was not on your list. No. Wow.
He's honorable mention, but he went on my list.
He was not on your list. Jordy Nelson.
Was he on your list?
Yes.
What number was
at 7, though.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah. He barely made your list.
But he made the list, though. If I look at it now, I'm not putting him in front of Dez. I'm putting him in front of Dez.
You are?
Yeah, for sure I'm putting him in front of Dez. Easy.
Dez must be 6 on your list.
Dez is 6. Yeah, on my list. For sure.
Wow.
He shouldn't even been on the list. He's not on your list.
Nah.
He's not on your list.
Why you not on your list?
Because I had people that didn't. I had Terrell Pryor and Doug Baldwin on my list.
Doug Baldwin, who didn't get a vote.
Yeah, right.
Got
my vote.
Got your vote.
So, I just see them using the full criteria.
Yeah.
I see them having a bigger year this year than Dez Bryant.
For sure.
Now, Dez Bryant's not far behind. Like, he's top 10.
Dez Bryant's going to have a better year than he did last year.
Oh, yeah. There's no question. I mean, he played in him. We'll talk about it.
Yeah.
We'll get there. Yeah. But DeAndre Nuke Hopkins did not make the list. 25 years old. And I meant to say that Jordy Nelson's 32.
Yeah.
So that's why he's lower on my list because I think the actual numbers, those numbers are going to go down.
This is disrespectful.
Yeah, DeAndre Hopkins is not disrespectful to me.
It's just disrespectful.
Tell me why, Jeff.
This top 3 talent right here.
Talent.
Top 3 talent.
Hell no. He's not top 3 talent.
Top 3 talent.
No. He's not a top 3 talent. He's good.
If you give him
top 3 talent.
If DeAndre Hopkins had Matt Ryan or Eli Manning or Ben Roethlisberger.
Or Stafford.
Anybody like that.
Name some of my quarterbacks. Jameis Winston. Give him Jameis Winston.
Give
him top
5. Give him Mariota.
He's trash.
He's top 5.
You got questions. Mariota's trash.
That's what I'm saying.
That's not fair.
So,
it's not fair.
Nuke had 78 catches, 954 yards, 4 touchdowns, Jeff. Came off.
Cameraman was throwing to him.
Now, for sure.
I'm just saying.
Coming off a year, he had 111 catches. He can't make that throw.
Okay. I believe in you, Cameraman.
Can he make that throw? Can you make that throw to Nuke?
Nah.
Yeah, okay. That's what I'm trying to say. Hey. Look, though. 111 catches in 2015.
Come on now.
1,500 yards.
Come on now.
11 touchdowns.
Yes.
He did that with the bad quarter. He had a dog back there.
Right.
Ryan Mallett, baby. Let's get it. But yeah, nah. All career highs.
He has not had a quarterback since his career started.
He got Tom Savage, though. He got Tom Savage. And D.Y. gonna get him going.
That's gonna help. That's gonna help.
Yeah, for sure.
But that's top 3 talent, man.
Top 3 talent. No. He's not more talented, bro, than A.J. Green.
Okay.
You know that. You know he's not more talented than AJ.
You
Green.
Give him if you give him the same quarterback.
Dalton's
AJ Green,
trash.
I don't think
Dalton's
don't,
not. Dalton's better than anything he's ever had.
I agree with that. I agree with that. But he's not better than AJ Green.
I don't think it's a big gap there.
It's not a big gap, but he's not better than him. That's just my opinion.
Okay.
And our last honorable mention, which is the biggest travesty on this list, is T.Y. Hilton. T.Y. Hilton had 91 catches, led the league in receiving yards, and had 6 touchdowns. I don't give a damn.
Yeah.
I don't give a damn. They was giving the ball to Frank Gore in the post. I said in the post. On the red zone, dude. Come on, man. He had 1,400 receiving yards. He led the NFL in receiving yards.
I'm not knocking you.
I'm not excluding that, but
he's not top seven, but
he's not top seven.
He did not have 1,000 yards was his rookie year.
Okay. He's not over DeAndre Hopkins. I'm sorry.
And he
easy. Come on, Jay.
He had 91 catches.
Okay.
So
for 1,400.
And that's fine.
At the end of the day, he's still better than DeAndre Hopkins.
Not at all.
Mm-mm.
You think he's better than DeAndre Hopkins?
Is he better than Jordan Nelson?
Who, DeAndre Hopkins?
T.Y.
No.
Y'all,
it's
crazy. You think he's better than DeAndre Hopkins?
T.Y. Who's solid. Overrated?
Yeah.
T.Y. is solid.
You know what we didn't mention last week is his quarterback, who's trash, Andrew Luck. And he's trash.
If DeAndre Hopkins had Andrew Luck, top three.
I'm just saying, dude, he's only 27 years old. T.Y. Hilton's 27 years old.
Okay. Oh, he cooks. I mean, he's good.
He's really good. Brandon Cooks did not get a vote.
Yeah. Kelvin Benjamin, my guy.
Come on, man. He's eating his way out of the league.
Eating his way to a tight end. He had a solid catch in the preseason.
Talent. Hey. Y'all should have got him over Sammy Watkins. The Bills should have drafted him. He got drafted 28.
It was a separate year, though.
The same year?
No.
Sammy Watkins and Kelvin Benjamin got drafted the same year. Just do it. Gatorade.
Don't tell me about my symbol.
No, I'm trying to tell you. It's the same year.
No, bro.
Let's bet. We did. Okay, cool.
You had a bad bet.
No, you a damn lie. No, I did.
I promise you.
You want to bet it too?
Yep.
All right. You know Kevin Bisbee won the national championship with Jameis, right?
God, that'll do it. We got to take this. Let's take this up to the Arches right now. What we bet? Whatever you want to bet. Okay. So we're going to the 2014 NFL draft right now. This is going to be real quick, listeners. Let's get this way out of here. Player selections.
Don't you hate when the host
guy. Sammy Watkins went fourth.
Yeah.
I'm looking at wide receivers. Mike Evans went 7. Mm-hmm. Odell Beckham went 12.
Come on, Jay.
Brandon Cooks went 20th. Okay. Kelvin Benjamin went 28th.
No.
I'm looking at the Carolina Panthers, number 28, Kelvin Benjamin. Same year. You want to go up? Sammy Watkins. This is the same year.
I got you. Got it back.
I was all on you, Jeff.
Hey, you know what I'm saying?
That was your score. I was going all on you.
You can look it up.
You got to pay my bet. I was going all on you.
So listen, let's get started with this list.
Golly.
Nah,
I ain't
right. Damn, I'm hot about that.
Let's go with this list. Look, Jeff,
I'm Googling all. Go ahead, the list.
Number 7. Mike Evans, who was also in the 2014 NFL draft.
Yeah, that's true.
He went 24 years old.
Obviously,
it's true. Last year, he was not ranked. In 2016, he had 96 catches for 1,300 and 12 touchdowns. I think Mike Evans is the most. Yeah, you looked at that. You seen that?
No, I'm wrong. I think about it. I've got the injury. Yet.
Oh, it's okay. Yeah. Absolute freak that Mike Evans is. Had 173 targets last year.
Yeah.
That's fantasy gold.
Most definitely.
Oh my God, it's fantasy goal. Yeah. But he's only 24 years old.
He'll be 24
heading into week one.
It's only going to get better.
He's going to keep his weight down.
I don't think Mike Evans has a problem with weight. I think he'll be fine as long as he doesn't get injured. Like, I think that's what hurt KB. Like, he gets injured, he gets into a point where he just didn't had a lot of free time, and in turn, his body never bounced back from that. But this kid with Jameis Winston, who does not get enough credit in this NFL.
That's true.
He's just relax.
No, that's what I'm trying to tell you.
But they bring it up Mariota. They bring up Mariota like he's the second.
Mariota had a great year last year.
No, let's just be real. They went 9-7.
They broke that 8-game span down he had last year.
It was crazy.
And who they played against, though?
Yeah, it's trash.
It's like, dude.
Come on. And he's throwing sevens. At the most teams.
That's not true.
Look, I promise you. Go look.
That has to change this year.
No, listen. Go look. And Marcus Mariota's highlights, and I'm telling you, they're all 7 and 10 yard routes. I promise you. But anyway, I think the Buccaneers might win the division. I think they might win their division.
It's not a hot take. That's not a hot take.
That's not fire. Yeah, that's not on fire.
I can see that happening.
You can see that happening.
They was close enough last year.
It was
close enough.
It's them, the Saints, Panthers, Falcons. Falcons though.
You gotta remember that division historically switches yearly.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying? So I agree. It's due for them.
For sure. But if you look at it, and they added DeSean Jackson, so in turn, it's going to give Mike Evans more time to eat. He had 173 targets last year.
And Jameis Love throwing the deep ball.
Oh, my God. Yeah, and which Marcus Mariota cannot do. But,
we'll see.
DeSean Jackson going to eat.
Mike Evans should be higher on this list.
Mike Evans, I think, dead ass, should be higher on this list.
Next year, he'd be top five.
I think so.
I see what you're saying. I agree with that.
Number six, Jarvis Landry, my guy. This is my guy. I didn't have a lot to do with this. I did. This is my guy. Jarvis Landry ain't my guy.
That's your guy.
Yeah, I was about to say Coach Locke. It's phone home, Coach Locke. He's like, hey, that's his guy. 94 catches for 1,100 yards, 4 touchdowns. He's number 6 on this list instead of Mike Evans. I had him lower, but because he only had 4 touchdowns. But in turn, trash as Ryan Tannehill is quarterback. He got a tight end playing quarterback, dude. He's a tight end. But in turn, I don't want to talk about it. In his whole career, how you only got 13 touchdown passes?
We'll see this year. He got Jay Cutler.
That's not helping.
You don't know that. Jay Cutler's
trash. Let's just be real.
I can't.
Jay Cutler's trash.
Well, let's say his better years are behind him.
We don't know that.
That's trash. Give me Colin Kaepernick over Jay Cutler. Promise to God.
Okay.
That's not a hot take. You still waiting on a hot take? Oh, I get it. Jeff Hot about that KB. He on his boy about KB.
I was wrong.
We're
saying trust tree. I was wrong.
I was wrong. But hot take. I ain't got no hot take.
I'm agreeing with you. That's what he says. No hot take. I'm agreeing with you.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Jay Cutler's done.
Jay Cutler's cooked.
And I'll take Cap over here.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. I think Jay Cutler had one of his best years of his career this year.
He's a fake Vanderbilt fan. Not even fake. You're a for real Vanderbilt fan.
Why I gotta be fake?
Because he like USC too. So you can't two teams.
At two teams?
Do you not? Let's just be real. We here. Listeners know. Is that what you do? USC not your team
I follow USA.
You didn't every year we was talking, you said Sam Darnold the best quarterback in the country.
That two team stuff is rough.
You can't do that as a grown man.
I ain't gonna lie, man. That's
I follow USA.
Pick a side.
I follow USC everybody. I like Vanderbilt.
But Jarvis Landry, go ahead.
Let's go off real quick. Did you ever check PO about that?
Listen, I can't wait to see P.O.
Okay, all right.
I can't wait to see P.O.
Okay.
Because, listen, I'm looking for him. P.O., listen, I got your number. I'm going to call you. Listen.
Duke and
North Carolina. Yeah, okay. I got to have him.
He can't do that.
I got to have P.O. for that.
That's
I
same conference and everything. That's
bitter rival.
Yeah, that's
bitter rival. He can't do that.
I didn't mean to get off the show.
Yeah, that's Biggie Tupac. Yeah. You understand?
East Coast, West Coast.
Yeah. Come on, man. But, for sure. Jarvis Landry, he got a domestic brewing. So I think he's going to be suspended a couple of games, maybe, which is going to hurt my boy on the list for next year.
Yeah.
But Jarvis Landry, you want to talk about talent?
It's there.
His numbers are eerily similar to Odell Beckham's. Like, I think they're off by maybe 100 yards apiece. It's just Odell got way more touchdowns.
Yeah, way more highlight plays, too.
And highlight. But this kid, you can't remember, number one was Jarvis Landry. Number two was Odell Beckham at LSU.
They just never had a quarterback.
He never had a quarterback. It's crazy.
LSU's never had a quarterback.
Yeah, for sure. Number six. Jamal. How you feel about Joe? You had Joe who?
That was my guy.
Really?
In college. In college. Jamarcus was my guy.
Jamarcus Russell.
I mean, that's the best thing they had.
That's the last quarterback they had.
That's it.
That's the last quarterback.
How do you feel about Jarvis Landry being 6 on this list?
He was 7 on mine.
I could see that Jarvis Landry being 6 or 7.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm about a problem
that's,
with that.
Yeah, that's not too
Mike
bad.
Evans is what I had higher.
Higher, for sure. How high?
5.
Okay, not bad. Speaking of number 5, great segue. Yeah. A.J. Green, 29 years old.
Yeah.
Last year's rank, he was number 5 overall. 66 catches, 964 yards, and 4 touchdowns in 10 games.
Yeah. Shouldn't have made the list.
In 10 games. But the list is comprised of 2016-17 stats going into the next year, who has the best chance of maintaining or increasing or improving for the next year. Do you not see AJ Green?
7 on the list. 7.
AJ Green had 964 and 66 catches in 10 games. That means he missed 6 games.
4 touchdowns.
It means he missed six games.
Injuries are part of the game.
Part of the game. But I'm saying, do you don't think that A.J. Green will have 1,000? He's never not had 1,000 yards in his whole career in a season.
No, I'm not saying that, but I'm not saying he won't have 1,000.
I'm going to correct myself real quick. Mm-hmm. Jarvis Landry was not on my list.
At all.
At all.
Yeah, you could just see him at 7 or 6. Yeah. But A.J. Green, the player that he is, one of the most talented wide receivers, got a trash quarterback. You don't think he's the fifth best wide receiver in the NFL? Mm. Think about that, Weezy. What you saying?
I'm just not a big A.J. Green fan.
And I'm going to say this that's and it. Say that, but watch when we get to Dez. Watch when we get to Dez. It's going to be very similar numbers. Like, numbers are actually worse in more games. We're going to talk about that. John Ross coming in, it's gonna open him up.
I hope so.
And he's going to have – because,
He one route, and he thin mint, too.
Yeah, he's miniature golf. But if it slants,
he's
miniature golf. He's small as shit.
Oh, my God. But he's blazing fast.
Blazing fast. He's going to do dig routes. Yeah. He's going to get busy. You got to worry about that. But A.J. Green is one of the most disrespected wide receivers in the NFL.
I agree with that.
Very disrespected. A great player. Just plays on
underrated,
the shit
underrated, not disrespected.
You literally said
underrated.
That there's
underrated.
You said
I'm just not a huge fan. I'm not. I didn't say he wasn't good. Say that. I never said it. I just said he's underrated. He's not disrespected.
Okay. So let's move on to Dez Bryant, who was fourth on this list.
Woo.
Way high. You had Dez Bryant at 3? 3.
Y'all had him at 4. I had Odell Beckham at 3.
Dez Bryant, 28 years old. He was number 4 overall last year. 28
years old, still in his prime.
He had 50 catches, 796 yards, and 8 touchdowns.
Come on now.
Okay, so let's compare that to A.J. Green's 66, 964, and 4 touchdowns in 10 games.
Well, it's my ass. It's a method to that.
Compare that to DeAndre Hopkins, who's an honorable
mention. It's a method why he only had that.
Please, do tell the listeners.
He had the all-time leading rusher on his team.
I agree with that.
He always played with the lead. So they ran the football a lot. That's period.
No, but I get that, right? But on paper, there's no way that he's better than, I would say, he's not better than Jarvis Landry.
Oh, bullshit.
And he's definitely not better than A.J. Green.
Bullshit.
No,
A.J. Green, you might have an argument.
Start the team right now.
Tomorrow.
Who you got?
Dez.
A.J. Green or Dez Bryant?
Dez Bryant. Go across the middle, go in the red zone.
A.J. Green does all that.
He don't go across the middle.
You're a damn lie. And he's way, way more. He's super healthy.
He don't go across the middle.
Dez stays hurt.
Dez is more physical.
Stays hurt. He's hurt every
Dez
year.
Dez does not stay more hurt than A.J. Green does.
That's not true.
That is true.
They've played more games. A.J. Green's played more games.
Dez Bryant is way more durable than A.J. Green. I promise you he is.
And Dak is going to get exposed this year. It's going to be a totally different Cowboys team.
He can't get more exposed
than
the Red Rifle is already exposed. Can't get more worse than that.
No, the Red Rifle, I agree with. Yeah. He's trash. Dak Prescott isn't that far from him.
We don't – see – you don't know that about Dak Prescott.
Oh, yes,
yet.
I do.
No, you don't.
I've seen Dak.
I see what Weezy's saying, though. It's like, we factor in it's going to be a sophomore slump, some type of anyway.
That always happens.
But we don't know how bad it could be. And he could actually still end up being close to
what
he could
be Dame Lillard out there. Everybody thought, oh, Dame Lillard. Yeah,
I just don't think his efficiency is going to be that high every year.
Just wait. We're going to have these. We're going to have an NFL midseason report cameraman watch. And it's going to be like, look, he had the same face. Yeah, man, you said, oh, Dak, we're going to be Dak. It's going to look crazy different when I have a Zeke back there and you got Alfred Morris and Darren McFadden.
Yeah, okay.
Do you understand? It's going to be crazy different. I don't give a damn who the line is. If you're not even worried about the running backs, you put a plan to stop Zeke. You're not putting a plan to stop Alfred Winnie Morris. You're just not. The plan is for Zeke. The plan is not for Alfred Morris or Darren McFadden. Who the hell are they? Shit. Yeah, not for sure. But Dez Bryant's too high on this list for
you're
me.
Not a Cowboys fan.
Way too high.
Way too high.
No, I just know.
What you have?
He didn't make my list.
Huh?
Dez didn't make my list. This what DeAndre Hopkins was.
That's way too damn high.
It was the top three. Everybody's top three.
Right
was
now.
Insane.
Yeah, right now.
DeAndre Hopkins.
Okay, give me DeAndre Hopkins. He's 25 years old.
Right now.
He's just 28, guys. More physical.
That's dog years in the NFL.
Man, boy, that's what I'm trying to tell you. Boy, DeAndre Hopkins is a player. Give me DeAndre Hopkins over
right now, over Dez.
Yeah, for
if sure. I got a decent quarterback, give me DeAndre Hopkins.
A decent quarterback. I don't need much. I just need a decent
DeAndre
quarterback.
DeAndre put up those numbers with Tom, I mean, with
Brian Hoyer.
Come on, man.
Brock Osweiler.
He hasn't had anybody that sniffed the Pro Bowl as his quarterback.
Nah, for sure.
Dez has had Tony Romo and Dak's rookie year.
For sure. He don't want to talk about that. Okay. Let's move on to number 3. Wow. Odell Beckham Jr., 24 years old. Last year's ranking was number 3. It's your guy. Dead ass. 3 years ago, we first started the show.
Yeah,
he's like, hey, Odell Beckham, he's going to be a player. I don't know how. He called that. 90. He don't give me credit like that. You understand what I'm saying? A lot of the time, he don't know what the hell he's talking about. But he got this one.
It was in. I mean, that wide receiver core was balling.
Man, listen, man. You saw that. Nobody throwing the damn ball. Man, this kid's special, man. He had 100 catches, 1,367 in yards, 10 touchdowns.
Best hands in the game.
That's not true. Julio. AB.
He right there with him. Ooh. Right there with him.
Nope. It's not. DeAndre Hopkins got crazy hands.
That's my guy.
Man. But this kid, man, and this is the thing. He's just like scratching the surface with Odell, though. Odell, the only thing that worries me about Odell is off the field. Like, you know, he's always in some shit doing some weird shit. I just don't understand what the hell he be doing and make me feel like I'm an old man.
That's what it is. Yeah. You just got to stop. You got to stop.
Okay.
Whatever we thought was cool.
It's no longer cool. Nah. And I was talking to my brother who's a Giants fan. And he was like, you know, I'm tired of taking up for Odell. he's not helping me take up for him. Yeah. You understand?
Every so often a video drops and you like,
thigh tats. He got an ass tat. John Wall got thigh tats. I'm hot about
that. John Wall weird too.
John Wall, top three.
John Wall weird out
top
here.
Top three.
He just got paid too, by the way. But yeah, he's top weird.
Three. You top three.
Well, he's got a point. Yeah. Your boy been weird for a minute.
He's been weird. He can hoop though. Yeah. He can hoop. Ain't no question. But if you look at it, now they got Brandon Marshall.
That's that receiving corps. Crazy.
They got Brandon Marshall and they got Sterling.
Yeah.
I think they're gonna average the most points in the NFL.
That's gonna be crazy. And then they got my boy Paul Perkins at running back. He gonna kill us a fantasy pickup. Mm. Paul Perkins.
Mm-hmm. Only thing hard the Giants is they lost wide receiver too.
They lost Vic Cruz. No, and Ruben Randall.
They lost somebody else.
That's it. No,
but you picked up Brandon Marshall. Whoever they lost,
Brandon
they got
it does not. They picked up Brandon
lost
Marshall.
One more player.
Ruben Randall. They both play for the Bears.
Somebody got hurt.
Who cares?
Talking about this year?
Yeah.
Sterling Shepard was injured, it wasn't as bad as they thought it was going to be.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. You got Brandon Marshall on the other side.
Man, that's...
Come on now.
You're letting Brandon Marshall not be a number one when he's always been number one.
He's cool with that in this.
I know. I'm saying he's good with it. I'm just saying that's how good that receiving core is now. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's gonna be crazy.
Man, he's gonna cook.
They're gonna cook that.
As long as Eli don't Eli.
Eli's gonna Eli. But you know what I do.
You know Eli do for a good year, right?
I believe in Eli.
He do for 1 year.
He was good this year. He was good this year. He wasn't top seven good, clearly.
Clearly.
But he was good.
Okay.
We got a tie at first.
Split. Let's break it.
Now break that down.
Let's break this
down. Break that down, Jeff, how that tied.
All right, so what we do, we compile the list and we give points per selection. So if you turn in your list and you had Antonio Brown at number one, he got 7 points. And Julio Jones, number two, he got 6 points. No matter how you slice it, how you dice it, once we got all the list in, these guys had the same amount of points.
Mm.
1A and 1B.
1A, 1B.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's break that tie.
Let's break it.
Okay. Show what I'm breaking.
Let's start off. We'll just go through each one. Julio, 28 years old, number two overall last year. He had 83 catches, 1,400 yards, but only 6 touchdowns.
Right.
Number one was Antonio Brown, who's 29 years old. He was number one last year. Mm-hmm. He had 106 catches for 1,212 touchdowns.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Now, let's take a trip back down memory lane in 2011 when they traded up to get Julio in Atlanta from the Cleveland Browns. Listen, I'm a Florida Gators fan. We played against Julio in them this year. Julio Jones didn't have a quarterback. I think A.J. McCarron was his quarterback. And he looked, you know, I mean, I was like, I always knew he was number one receiver.
Yeah.
You had A.J. Green, who was the number two.
Yeah.
And it was like, I mean, there's not a lot in between these two.
Right.
Just because he didn't have a damn quarterback.
Then you saw.
And then I saw.
I saw it his senior year of high school.
Yeah.
They played his, not a championship game, but one of his big games that year on ESPN.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, man, dude.
He's special.
He's there. Like, that's it.
He had a game of 12 catches, 300 receiving yards. Come on, y'all. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Come on.
Well, this year, he caught 200 yards. 200 yards in a game?
300. And then he had a game in the playoffs with 9 catches, 108 against AB's Green Bay Packers. So, he's clearly – worth the investment. But Antonio Brown has the best route running, best feet I've seen since Chad Johnson. It's not even Steve Smith routes. But AB's feet, it's like unparalleled. And he catches every damn thing.
And they use him a lot of different ways.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah. Only thing that impresses me about AB, and you can't deny it, is for his size. He ain't the huge dude out there.
Not big dude. Yeah.
He does everything.
Listen to this for the last 4 years. 481 catches for 6,315 yards and 43 touchdowns.
So let's say this. let's just, before you even say anything else, we pretty much right. 1, 2, and 3 is right. There's no arguing 1, 2, and 3, right?
What, Odell Beckham?
Yeah. 1, 2, 3 is right.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3 is right.
Right.
So we just got split between Antonio Brown and Julio Jones, who we think should be number one.
Who is the best wide receiver in the NFL? So if you're starting a team tomorrow, who you pick?
Julio.
If I'm starting a team tomorrow, I got to go with Julio. Did you know that? If you're starting a team tomorrow, you have to go with Julio Jones.
Yeah, I don't think you can go wrong.
That's true.
You cannot.
That's true.
That is 100%
true. 100% true.
Hey, listen, there's no worries there.
Yeah.
I'm not arguing with you about that. What I am arguing with you about.
But if I got first pick, it's Julio.
I'm picking Julio.
Yeah.
He's a bigger.
And you can move him all over.
All around.
You can move Antonio Brown too, but Julio.
Who are you more scared of? Your DB.
Game planning against. Well, if I'm a DB, it's Julio.
Yeah.
His size.
Yeah. What about coach?
Because Pittsburgh uses him, they put him in the backfield. They let him throw the ball sometimes. Like, it'll be AB.
Yeah. But AB is still blazing fast.
Still moving. No, he's moving. Ain't no question.
And he got 5 kids.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. you brought the ball alert in.
Yeah, with us. I didn't know what was going with
that's
that.
Crazy. All right. But so who's number one then? Who'd you have at number one? There we go.
Julio.
Yeah, Julio.
Yeah.
Who'd you have at number one?
I think I had Julio.
Let's see.
I'm not sure, but I think I had Julio.
I know for sure.
Yeah, Julio.
Yeah, you had Julio.
Yeah.
My number one was Julio Jones, man.
It was one of those things, Julio, AB, it doesn't matter.
The only thing that's kind of weird to me how I look at it, I know DeAndre, what's the kid's name?
Hopkins?
Not DeAndre Hopkins. The running back, Deontay Freeman. He took all the touchdowns. So Julio only had 6 touchdowns all year.
That's crazy.
And now, then you look at AB at 12.
I will say this, just off that, because it just kind of said what I'm saying. If it's fantasy, I'm picking Antonio Brown first. If it's fantasy football, I'm taking Antonio Brown first.
Yeah.
But
Antonio was scoring 2 touchdowns a game for the first 3 weeks.
Yeah.
We're
going to leave it up to the listeners.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to post it. See, you know, who's the number one wide receiver, AB or Julio. But it was a tie. That's crazy.
3 times.
That's you like, damn.
I was like, come on.
Right.
Put a calculator out there.
Right. for sure. Let's move on to the tight ends now.
This was rough.
Last year's tight ends rankings were Travis Kelce, Tyler Eifert, Jimmy Graham, Delanie Walker, Jordan Reed, Greg Olsen, and Rob Gronkowski. Now, honorable mention this year, started for Kyle Rudolph, 27 years old for the Vikings. He was not ranked last year, as I just mentioned. He had 83 catches, 840 yards, and 7 touchdowns. He's number 7 on my list. I think he was robbed. He's just one of those.
Made my list, too.
Yeah, he's number 7 on my list. 6'6", 265. One of those players, if anybody would love to have a tight end.
Most definitely.
Just one of those players. Yeah. He's a player. Marty Bennett, 30 years old. Not ranked last year. 55 catches, 701 yards, 7 touchdowns. With Marty, if Gronk isn't hurt, his numbers don't look like that. No. Marty, I'm telling you.
No, I don't think so either.
You think his numbers will look like that if Gronk is right there?
Did you watch Marty in
Chicago? In 2014, killed. 2014, he had 90 catches, 916 yards.
So what's the drop-off going to be?
He battled injuries, super injured all the time. But in turn, he had a great year, right? But he was a number one. Gronk only played what? 4 games? 3 games?
Yeah.
So you look at it, you say.
And now he's going to a better situation.
Now he's with the Packers.
I'm just saying.
They're going to throw that thing.
You see what I'm saying?
Dog, they're going to throw that ball around.
They still got Jared Cook, too?
Nah, Jared Cook plays for the Raiders? Yeah, he played for the Raiders.
So Raiders.
Yeah, so I think that on the other side of 30, he's at 30. So
30.
You say this kid, could he have made the list? Yeah, for sure.
He made mine.
Yeah. Where at?
7.
What about you? Did you have Marty Bennett on your list?
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Marty Bennett was not on my list. Yeah. Let's get with this 7. This person was not on my list. Jason Witten, 35 years old for the Cowboys, not ranked last year, 70 catches, 673 yards, 3 touchdowns. 15 seasons, 35 years old, Hall of Famer, ain't no question, but Listen, man.
You know, I'm just on GP.
Yeah, that, see, there's see, no, these, see, this is the see, thing. See. And that's where a lot of people sent these damn lists in with GP lists.
See?
And we need GP lists. He does not deserve to be in front of Marty Bennett.
Mm-mm.
He does not deserve to be in front of 69 catches, 673 yards, three touchdowns.
Not Kyle Rudolph.
Not even Kyle Rudolph.
No.
Just
on GP, Bobby. Mr. Zero.
Not for sure. He's the best inline blocking tight end in the world. I get that, right? But we're not.
Come on, man.
Yeah, he's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
100%. He's not the seventh best tight end in the NFL. No, he's not. The hell, listeners. Why would you? Come on, man.
A lot of cowboy love, man.
That's what that
There's
is.
A lot of cowboy love.
Number six is Jimmy Graham, 30 years old for the Seahawks. Number five overall last year. Yeah. He had a breakout year, 65. Not a breakout, but a better year.
To Jimmy Graham.
Come on, 65 catches, 923 yards, six touchdowns. Last year, struggled. 48 catches, 605 yards, two touchdowns. I remember Jimmy Graham played with Drew Brees. He was 10 touchdowns every year. You can book that. You're going to put that in. But super pause that, too.
Mm-hmm.
But you look at this kid, man, it's one of those things where I think he's going to have an even better year this year. He's going to kill. Every year you're playing with Russell Wilson, he's a safety valve.
Yeah.
Everybody else is down the field. Doug Baldwin had a really good year. Put somebody else on the other side now, and you're saying, man, he's always open. Jimmy Graham is one of those people I wish it was, you know, I remember Vernon Davis with his peak. Him and Jimmy Graham, man, was one of those people I would love to have on my team.
Vernon Davis had more touchdowns, I think. Close to the same amount of touchdowns.
Yeah, like 14 touchdowns one year.
Yeah.
He was catching all type of
touchdowns. Well, last year he had a decent year, too. We'll talk about that.
Yeah. Didn't Vernon Davis decline, go real quick?
It was fast. It was very fast, but it was one of those things. Dude, he ran a 4.5 coming out of Maryland.
Yeah.
Blazing at tight end.
Real quick. Like, he was so good, though, at the beginning. Then, boom.
And when Cap got there, they turned him into more of a run blocking tight end. That's not him.
Yeah,
because you had to get Frank off.
So. See, I think his reason why I brought Vernon Davis up, I don't think he's done.
You don't think Vernon's done?
Because when
Jordan, where's Vernon playing right now?
When Jordan Reed got hurt in Washington last year, Vernon cooked.
You think so? You think Vernon still got it?
I think Vernon's going to surprise.
He's still in
Washington.
In Washington,
if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah,
he's
played for the Washington. Yeah,
he still play Washington.
Yeah. For sure.
Hey, we'll talk about that.
Yeah, let's go ahead and move to Jordan Reed, 27-year-old Florida Gator, Redskins, number three overall last year. 66 catches, 686 yards, six touchdowns, way more than your Hall of Fame tight end at seven. He only played 11 games and had that.
Yeah.
Jordan Reed is the prototypical 2017 tight end. He just got to stay on the damn field. He's got to
stay on the damn field.
If he can't stay on the field, then there's no need for him to be out there if he's not staying on the damn field. But the big problem with him, he runs crazy, crazy well with routes, but he cannot pass block because he played wide receiver his whole damn career.
Yeah,
he was a wide receiver in Florida.
In his mind, he's a wide receiver.
For sure. So, but is he the number five player on your list?
Talent-wise,
Yeah, for sure, right?
Yeah.
What about you? Did you have him on your list, Week?
Mm-hmm. I think I had him.
I had four on my list. Yeah,
I didn't want to.
Yeah,
but
for sure,
he kind of had to.
Moving on to number four, Delanie Walker, 33 years old.
Oh,
Tennessee Titans, number four overall last year. 65 catches, 800 yards, seven touchdowns. I think Delanie Walker at 33 years old is one of the best-kept secrets in the NFL. He was good for us. He played great for the 49ers.
Consistent player.
Super consistent. Him and Vernon Davis, those were our two tight ends.
Durable. He don't play for y'all no more.
He
play for the Titans.
I said when he played for us, it was Vernon Davis and him are our two tight ends.
He played for the Titans last 3 years.
Yeah, I don't give a damn what he doing. He's trash now. He ain't better than okay.
Take that back.
Yeah, you're right. My bad. I'm hot at it.
You can't put the trash on.
No, this is what I'm trying to say. He left for good damn reason.
Yeah.
He started writing on the wall. He's been killing out. Age of 31, he had 94 catches and 1,000.
Talk to him.
Come on, man. Then he followed that up 65, 800.
Talk to him.
He's been killing since he's been with the Titans. You know why? They have a rookie quarterback that can't throw the ball down the damn field. So, in turn, he's always open.
Yeah.
And they run 7-10-yard hitches. Bow.
That's he's a open. Real safety valve.
Man. I know. That's real that, safety. He's valve. The definition of a safety valve.
Yeah.
For sure.
I've been doing it his whole career.
Yeah. No, for sure. Well, whatever. He wasn't better than Vernon Davis, but
no,
Delanie Walker
consistently better than Vernon Davis.
Obviously,
at the end of his career, 33 years old.
How old is Vernon Davis?
35.
Vernon Davis had a solid year.
Yeah, Vernon Davis about 35 years old. Yeah, 33. He's 33 too. They're both 33. Yeah. So if you look at,
so right now he's better. He's still starting.
If you start a team tomorrow, Delanie Walker or Vernon Davis.
Oh, he looked at me with that side out.
You picking, you're picking Delanie Walker. You picking Delanie Walker. Don't do that. Don't do that.
You don't think. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You're right. You're right.
Hey, come on now. Say that.
But Delanie Walker at 33 years old, I had him six. I had him at six on my list because he's 33 years old. And then they got Corey Davis. Corey Davis. Got Corey Davis. They got Eric Decker. They're going to throw the ball down the field a lot more compared to their formidable years. They're going to have to, Jeff.
We're still going to ground the pound. We got exactly.
No, but they're going to have to throw the ball down the field. It can't be 7 yards.
It's still Tennessee.
They've been doing it since Steve McNair.
You know what I'm saying?
They've been doing it since Steve McNair.
Top three line?
You got some heat off of Steve McNair.
Yeah, I know, man. People don't like that Steve. Steve McNair. I'm saying Steve McNair, 7 yards, 10 yards max. Frank Wycheck. That's it.
That's not true. Kevin Dyson. That's not true.
You, Derek Mason didn't run nothing but 10 yard slants.
You my dog. My phone blew up.
Yeah.
Hey, what's your boy talking about, man?
Right. People love Steve McNair for sure.
Especially Nashville.
For sure. Shout out to Steve McNair, man. Number three, Travis Kelce, 27 years old for the Chiefs. Number 7 overall last year. 85 catches, Jeff. 1125 in yards. 4 touchdowns. Travis Kelce was my number one.
Me too.
Travis Kelce is the best tight end in the NFL right now.
Yeah.
Great pass catcher.
He's playing this. He played on a. I wouldn't say sorry team because they make the playoffs, but it's just not a fancy enough team for him.
Yeah, no, for sure. Travis Kelce is the safety valve for security blanket for Alex Smith, just like Vernon Davis was when he was the quarterback in San Francisco. The exact same.
Yeah, but what? Just think about.
See what I'm saying?
Just think about what if he was a safety valve for Aaron Rodgers?
Oh yeah, for sure. I know. I get it. He needs to be on a bigger stage. He's only 27 years old, so this kid has all of the time to kind of get there. It's just one of those things where I think this is going to be the year. I mean, last year was the year when you have 85 catches and 1125. The world knew about you, but he does stupid shit like reality TV shows, looking for love.
Don't do him like that.
Don't look for love. He's Flavor Flav.
He's a personality.
He is. He has personality.
The league needs that.
He
dances in the end zone.
Yeah, listen, Travis Kelce, this is the first time I seen Travis Kelce. This is a Caucasian American.
Yeah, shaking it.
That was shaking it when he got in the end zone. This is the best tight end in the NFL, to me.
Yeah,
coming off this year, it's just one of those things. I think so.
I understand why. Well, we'll get to that. But if I'm picking it right now, it's Travis Kelce.
If you're starting a team tomorrow, you picking Travis Kelce over Gronk?
Yeah.
You going with Gronk?
I can't.
You can't depend on Gronk.
Gronk's going to be there.
Man.
And what if he is,
he's going to kill.
Yeah, come on.
But we can't. Yeah. I mean, if everybody's at 100%, I think that's what the list comes from. Everybody's at 100% going into a new year. Or they love Gronk.
Yeah.
For sure. Number two, Greg Olsen, 32 years old. Number two overall last year. Yeah. 80 catches, 1,000 yards last year, 3 touchdowns. Now, I had him number 2 on my list. Had number 3 on my list?
I have number 3 on my list.
Oh, yeah, number 3 on your list. What about you? You had Greg Olsen. Let's look. Because I know mine, he was on. You have Greg Olsen as the number 1 tight end.
Woo!
And Gronk was 2.
That was you who did that. Okay.
Yeah. I had Greg Olsen at 2.
Because that list, I was like, what the?
This is the crazy thing about Greg Olsen. 32 years old, he's only missed one game.
Yeah. Cam's going to miss him.
Greg Olsen's still in Carolina, ain't he?
I know, I'm just talking about eventually. He's 32.
This is the end of the road.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah for
Cam
sure.
Miss him.
But three straight 1,000-yard seasons, man. It's arguable. You can go either way. Say maybe shit, and I had this in my Gronk, and let's go ahead and move on to Gronk because he's the number 1 tight end, 28 years old, 25 catches, 540 yards, 3 touchdowns.
That's why I had him at number 1.
Come on, man.
He only played what? How many games?
3-4 games.
Yeah. That's, I know the reason why I had that man at number 1.
Come on, Gronk. Like, if I'm starting a team tomorrow, the only reason I'm not picking Gronk is because of that.
Yeah.
And Greg Olsen is too old. So if you haven't missed the game in your since your rookie season, listen now. I know LT. I watched LT's Hall of Fame speech.
Mm-hmm.
Said he had no major injuries throughout his career. That is the exception, not the rule.
That's true.
So in turn, I hate that. You know, my boy is going to be in a situation where he won't have Greg Olsen soon. But Greg Olsen is on the come on now.
Yeah, eventually, right?
Eventually. Yeah, but not for sure.
At tight end, that's one of the positions where I don't mind having a 32-year-old tight end.
I know. You don't mind
it. Oh, no, you don't mind it. Oh, yeah. No. I'm not saying you don't mind it, but at the same time, you also have to look. That's a lot of banging that goes on at the tight end position, dog. Yeah, Super Bowl, right? But I'm telling you, man, this dude, he played in 8 games last year. So 8 games, he only had 25 catches? I was giving him the benefit of the doubt saying he only played in 3 games.
But you got to remember, a lot of those games he played in, he was a decoy. He shouldn't have been out there.
That's true.
He should not have been out there.
Yeah, so when I'm thinking of 3, he probably really played about 3 or 4.
Because a lot of them games,
he was just out there. Yeah, Marty was out there. He was just pass blocking.
Exactly.
I get that.
Just taking up space.
Yeah,
you had to check him.
Man, Gronk, man, this is the thing about Gronk. If he stays healthy,
he's going to break the record books this year, man. If he stays healthy.
You said that last year.
I'm going to keep saying until he stay healthy.
Yeah. If they stay healthy, that's a hard offense to play for.
You know they make it, like they predicting that team to go undefeated?
Yeah. Look.
Who does that?
In the last 5 seasons, he played 11 games, 7 games, 15, 15,
don't,
15
he don't
and
do
eight.
The whole season. Come on. He ain't going to do that.
And he was on a cover Madden last year. I got him out of there. Yeah. But, hey, man, that's your top 7 wide receivers and tight ends.
Give me a tight end. Rookie or whatever.
You already know what I'm saying, right? Oh. My dog, Ingram.
Yeah, I was going to go Ingram.
He's the starting tight end in...
Indianapolis.
No. He's starting tight end...
Yes, he is.
Nah, Ingram is in...
Where'd he go?
The New York Giants, right?
He went to Indy.
He had to, right?
Ingram.
Right.
I'm thinking y'all finna bet, so I'm going to be quiet.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's whatever he want to... It's whatever you want to bet.
I think he went to Ingram.
He played for the Giants, for sure. Yeah, but Ingram, O.J. Howard, my boy gonna have him.
What O.J. Howard go to?
Plays for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. O.J. Howard's gonna eat. He's gonna eat.
He's gonna show me like Ben Simmons.
Hey, watch what Ben. You know who Ben Simmons is dating? The Gonzalez
team. Yeah, I heard about that. I seen that.
Is that not a win for the young boy?
Mm-hmm.
That's, man.
Shout out to Ben.
Yeah, shout out to Ben Simmons, man. Getting in on and off the court right there. We appreciate everybody sent in those for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Keep them coming. Shoot them to me via text, or you can DM me on Twitter, Instagram. If you're on there, don't forget, come by. Holler, let's get some t-shirts. They're on the website right now. Don't forget, comment, give us a thumbs up, thumbs down on the YouTube page.
Yes,
don't forget, iTunes page. Please rate and subscribe. But most importantly, Weezy, don't forget to tell a friend.
Man,
about that FSP podcast.
Before we get out of
let's
here.
Let's go. What's up?
Fantasy.
Fantasy football coming up soon. We're going to talk about that more at the beginning of the show next week. So this is the thing. Jeff is the commissioner this year.
Yeah.
I'm setting
out.
I'm on the fence, man. I don't think I'm going to play. Jeff trying to talk me into it. It's not looking. Why should I play? I came in third for the last 3 years.
But it's just.
You want to leave out on third.
It's the
dude.
FSP
right.
League.
You're in it. Coach Brown is in it. Come on.
You got to at least have 75%.
Hey, man. That's what I'm trying
Weezy
to say.
Weezy not going
to
play.
Weezy hell sure ain't.
I might play this year.
You say that every year.
If Weezy played, you good.
Weezy.
You got to at least have 75%.
Yeah, Weezy might play. I might play. I don't know, man. Listen. I don't know. I got to think about it, man.
Okay.
Yeah, let me think about it, man. Right. But, hey, listen, man. Weezy got the socks coming.
Socks on the way. Ooh, so some all proceeds go to me.
All proceeds go to me.
Selfish, right?
You know what I'm saying?
Y'all ready to get out of here? Right. Cameraman, we out of here. Let's go, man.
Life moves pretty fast. If you don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
Thank you for listening to the Full Sport Press podcast. To catch up on prior episodes, visit the SoundCloud page. And don't forget to tell a friend to tell a friend.